Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM, the Fan Update Studio, I'm Sam Schmitz. First in the Fan, the Brewers are just now 2 hours away from game two of this three-game series against the Pirates. Zach Davies will make his 13th start today for the Brewers. Davies looking for his seventh win of the season today. He'll match up against Pirates righty Jordan Lyles. Davies and Lyles facing off for the second time this season already. Davies went eight innings and only allowed two runs on eight hits to earn his sixth win last time against the Pirates. Lyles gave up four earned runs on eight hits through six innings last time against the Brewers and was charged with the loss. The Brewers going with the same batting order as yesterday for today's game. First pitch is set for 3:10. We'll get you ready for today's game with pregame coverage starting at 2. Tune into the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show here on The Fan, hosted today by Joe Zinzola. And a reminder, too, once the final out is made, you make the switch to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey here on The Fan, hosted also by Joe Zinzola as well. And in Packers news, the team announcing yesterday that they'll wear a number 15 decal on their helmets for the entire 2019 season to honor the passing of the great Bart Starr. Packers also announcing that they'll have a special ceremony for Starr during the halftime of their home opener against the Vikings in Week 2. And after one of the most historic seasons in franchise history, the Bucs have given an extension to general manager John Horst, which will last through the 2022 and 2023 season. And in the NBA Finals, the Raptors won Game 4 against the Golden State Warriors last night, 105-92. Kawhi Leonard with 36 points and 12 rebounds to lead the way. The Raptors now take a 3-1 lead against the Warriors. Game 5 is on Monday at 8. Read more online at 105.7fmthefan.com. This update brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th. Cheer for the crew all season long. Enjoy drink specials, giveaways, and raffles at Coach's on South 13th and Lake to Noon. I'm Sam Schmitz, Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan, Milwaukee's sports talk leader. Listen live anywhere on the radio.com app.
Inspection show brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. Make sure to check out davidhobbs.com and also Great Lakes Dragway for all the latest at the Dragway. And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Eddie Lapine from RacingNation.com. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve, how are you today?
Fantastic. It is beautiful up here, finally. It's finally summer in Milwaukee.
Wow, and it's like rain here all day.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's horrible. It's depressing.
Well, you guys have to get rain once in a while, right? So, IndyCar.
We need the rain.
IndyCar in Texas. Yes. And Takuma Sato is on the pole. There's a guy who's I think it was Townsend Bell or somebody on the NBC broadcast said, you know, he's probably having his best season overall this year. He's certainly a contender for the championship because in the past with Sato, he had a lot of ups and downs. But as I said, he kind of smoothed those hills out. The ups are still up, but the downs aren't as down as they have been lately. Have you been impressed with what he's been able to do over the last few races here?
Oh, definitely. And he's just such a great guy too to have around. I mean, he's the senior guy of the tour too, so to speak, and he's very impressive. I mean, he snuck up at Indy, and I think this pole, I think, you know, racing is momentum and confidence, And Takumo has been around a long time, and I think he's just getting a handle. And I think the Ray Hall team is giving him the engineering, and they're just working well together over there. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing.
Certainly has. When you look at the lineup for the DXC Technology 600 tonight at Texas for the IndyCar race, you know, it's Sato and Dixon on the front row. Dixon, of course, is not a surprise. Sebastian Bourdais, a bit of a surprise for somebody who, as Paul Tracy likes to say, doesn't like ovals every time he's on the screen. He certainly excels at them. And Bourdais with a strong run with Dale Coyne Racing as a third. Ryan Hunter-Reay, Captain America, of course, is fourth. Simon Pagenaud, the lead Penske. So here you go. Simon Pagenaud, your Indy 500 winner, the guy who people were speculating, is he going to be out of a ride, is the lead Penske on an oval at Texas, qualifying fifth. Spencer Pigot is sixth. Then you got Joseph Newgarden, Hinchcliffe, Graham Rahal, Sato's teammate, and Colton Herta round out the top 10. So a bit of a surprise with, Sato maybe on the pole, but kind of the other surprise is just where Team Penske is. You expect Texas, there'll be, three cars. They should have three of the top 10, and that's not the case this weekend, is it?
Well, you always think Will Power is going to be there, but Will's had another tough season. He's had nothing but bad luck again, and I think this race is going to be one of those races, though, that they qualify, and the race is going to be a completely different thing. I think you'll see the Penske's come to the front, and the guys that can drive the cars, there at Texas, that'll be able to handle the tire degradation, and you're going to see a really good race, I'm sure, definitely.
And your buddy Mario Andretti had an incident yesterday, didn't he?
I was just reading it. I was reading it on Facebook about all the people that wished they would have been in the car for that ride. It included free pair of underwear if they got their money back. The guy's done how many laps, and it's like he's under a microscope, and the one time he spins, it's like the biggest thing on the media.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of fair. Now you've actually taken a ride with Mario, and he's always been one to say, this isn't a thing where it's just a tour. He's trying to recreate that experience, and he pushes it. He pushes that envelope a bit, doesn't he, Eddie?
I witnessed it firsthand at St. Pete. He's pushing it. For what he's driving, a two-seat mm-hmm. Indy car, he is pushing it. And he definitely gives – I was just at Long Beach watching the people get out of the car, and they were just – nobody drives it like Mario. And to get a ride with him is just – driver of the century, one of the greatest drivers of all time. And he definitely, at 79 years old, he gives you a ride for your money.
Well, it's interesting, the two-seater ride has been one of the secrets, in my opinion, to IndyCar racing and kind of getting the word out about the series. Not only when you have somebody as iconic as Mario Andretti driving it, but when they have the other drivers, like last week they had Connor Daly, and then previously they've had Ari Leindyke Jr. And other drivers, Davey Hamilton, and that have driven it. And when I was working at the Milwaukee Mile, we got Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from the station into a two-seater at Milwaukee, and it really opened his eyes. I mean, he was like, he had a newfound respect for IndyCar racing in that when he and we started to cover, more IndyCar racing on the show after that, because he was so impressed by the experience and everything he felt. It was certainly a new feeling for him, because, people just think, you're driving. And if you've never felt negative G's and the G loads in a race car, and you're, it's not tiring. And you've done some Eddie racing, Eddie, and you really, I mean, yeah, it can tire you out, can it?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I took my mom down and I got her a ride at Richard Petty when my friend Eddie Brown was over there doing rides, and she took it, and she is, you know, the biggest NASCAR fan. Actually, I get my secrets from her. And she was totally, I mean, she got out of that car, rubber legs and all. And just give her a different perspective. What sure. happens is, and that was at the Disney track, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And she thought it was just incredible. So when she went and watched racing after, it gives people a different perspective. And I think it's probably one of the best things that motorsports has going for them. And I think they need to do more of it.
Yeah,
you know, to bring people to the track.
Talking to Eddie Lapine and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We're getting pushing up against time here, Eddie. But before we go here, turning our attention to Formula One real quick. Ferrari is finally, we got Vettel and Leclerc were fastest in final practice for a Canadian Grand Prix. Could this be the weekend where Ferrari finally does what we've been expecting them to do, and that is challenge Mercedes a bit? In the championship and maybe win a few races here?
Well, my honest opinion, or you, I'm not.
Please.
I think in 45 minutes, I think Mercedes was 9/10 of a second faster yesterday. I don't think anybody showed their cards, and I think you'll see it today in another 45 minutes. You'll see who's on pole, and I think it's going to be Mercedes. I really hope that Ferrari can turn it around. They have to, because it's just getting to the point where every weekend it's just the Lewis Hamilton show and Mercedes. And I think to make it interesting, I sure hope they can, but I just highly doubt it at Montreal that's going to happen.
Give us your winner in NASCAR Cup Series race at Michigan tomorrow.
I'm going to go with Happy Harvick.
I like it. Happy Harvick. Kevin Harvick for Michigan tomorrow, NASCAR, and tonight in IndyCar, Texas.
Boy, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Takuma Sato.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he's ready again here.
All right. Boy, this is a tough one too, because there's so many options. But I'm going to go with Bourdais. Why not? I'll try Bourdais, who's starting third. And I picked earlier in last hour, I had taken Brad Keselowski to win in NASCAR. So we'll see what happens, and we'll chat with you. Not sure next week, because we'll be at the Milwaukee Mile, but definitely the following week. Looking forward to IndyCar at Road America. So looking forward to chatting with IndyCar. Eddie again at Road America.
Yes, looking forward to coming to Road America, and the 24-hour of Le Mans is next week.
And it's actually on
Racing Nation.
Motor Trend TV, it's on. It is on your cable channel, so make sure to check that out. I thought it wasn't, but apparently it will be on TV. So, Eddie, appreciate you taking time out. We'll chat with you again. You're listening to the Final Inspection. Listening to the Final Inspection show brought to you by legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and David Hobbs Honda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.